Urgency Solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Estabrook's Nursery and Garden Center on Route 1 in beautiful Kennebunk. And if you can get down here before 9 o'clock, they have all kinds of early bird specials. $10 off a Scythia, $5 off many, many plants, $5 off David Austin roses, all hostas, $5 off. Plant Tone and Holly Tone fertilizers, $2 off a 20-pound bag. So come on by and say hello, and we'll try and answer as many of your gardening questions as possible when you get here. So if you've got a weed problem, bring me a piece of the weed, and we'll try and identify it and help you to control it. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
First, this is Joe from Massachusetts, who has a question about liming a lawn.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Joe. I can hear you. No? Okay.
Sorry about that, Joe. This is Marilyn from Maine, who has a question about evergreen bushes.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. I have several evergreens in the front of my house, and I noticed that the juniper bush has some brown branches in it I've not seen before, and the yew, I think it's a yew, is covered with brown tips.
Yep.
Is that
what,
okay?
What happened, Marilyn, is that about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, we had a frost in parts of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, and even western Massachusetts. We have had a very warm spring so far. And what the experts have been saying in the various states is we're about 2 weeks ahead, because in April we had some 80-degree days. And in May we've had 80s and 70-degree days, which you normally don't get. So a lot of new growth was made. The growth was all soft, was all succulent, was not accustomed to the cold weather. And where I live in Kennebunk, we went down to 19 degrees. And my yews, like yours, 3 inches of new growth was on a plant, that it's all died back. Don't panic. It's not going to kill the plant, and it's not going to hurt the junipers. But what you want to do is to take some hedge shears and cut back all of your plants. Put them a little bit of fertilizer, like Holly Tone, if you haven't done it yet this year. If you have, then use a little bit of Mir Acid or Miracle-Gro fertilizer, and it will stimulate the dormant buds, and additional new growth will come out. But we had succulent plants with soft new growth, and then in the northern part of the Northeast, so we had a frost, and hydrangeas, PJM rhododendrons. I have 3 Japanese red maples in my yard. Just every day, you know, Japanese red maples, nothing fancy. and 50, 60% of the leaves have fallen because they were hit by the frost. So I fertilized them, and the day before yesterday, I gave them a good shot of this new Liquid Tribe mycorrhizal fertilizer, and it will come back. So a little bit of TLC, prune them and clean them up, and they'll look real, real good for you, Marilyn, but they're not dead. It's just the frost. That's all. Don, who's up next?
This is Jerry from Massachusetts who has a question about daisies.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a Rosa rugosa that's kind of spindly, and I have already cut them down, oh, maybe a month and a half ago, to about 4 or 5 inches. And
okay.
I did the same with the Montauk daisies. Now,
good.
I wondered if I could clip both of them again way down because they've been vigorously growing. And still the Rosa rugosa is spindly, and I'm hoping it'll, you know, spread a little bit.
Okay. Have you fed the Rosa rugosas at all this
year?
I haven't. Okay. The way that a Rosa rugosa grows is different than a hybrid rose that you would buy at the nursery. A hybrid rose, whether it's a hybrid tea, a floribunda, or a grandiflora, are grafted roses, which means that the root system is a different plant than what you are actually seeing. And they have to graft these roses to make them hardy enough to survive in the cold climate of the northern third of the United States. It's not just for New England, but for Minnesota, for Michigan, for North and South Dakota. They need to have a rose that's going to be stronger. So they have to use a root system that will tolerate 20 below zero, 30 below zero weather. Your Rosa rugosa or your beach rose is very unique because the root system on that plant will tolerate it. They don't have to be grafted. And if you can feed them on a regular basis, the plant has the capability of spreading with underground roots that will form an underground shoot that in time will produce a new plant from it. So it will get thicker and thicker with runners that develop from the roots and from the base of the plant. So by you fertilizing it, you'll make it stronger. The branches will become thicker. And I know you're going to see a big, big difference. Many years ago, we had friends that lived near the ocean. They had a lot of sand dunes. They were worried about erosion from storms. And I helped them plant beach roses in pure sand. They did wonderful. And I kept telling them, feed the roses. Well, they started fertilizing. And within a three-year period, these roses were spaced every 4 feet. And within 3 years, it was solid. Solid, solid beach roses, and it's helping to prevent erosion. And that's what you want to do. If you can feed them with a granular, slow-release fertilizer, you do that once a month, and you're going to have fabulous beach roses with thick stems, new shoots, new runners coming out. And you'll have plants that look an awful lot better. Now, if you like organic products, there's a website that you can go to. It's called extremelygreen.com. And just like how it sounds, extremelygreen.com. And they can send you through the mail, through UPS, any kind of organic products that you can't find at your local garden center. And it's a great source for fertilizers and weed killers and insect controls and anything that's organic and natural. That's extremelygreen.com. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Don from Rhode Island, who has a question about trees in the neighborhood with no leaves.
Okay. Don, good morning. Tell me about the trees. Did the caterpillars eat them? Was it caterpillars that ate these leaves, or did the tree never leaf out?
The trees never leafed out. They flowered, but they never turned to leaves.
Okay. So you had blooms. You had blooms on them first.
Yes. I'm wondering if it's because of all the rain that we had. We had 16 inches in the month of March.
Right. Right. Now, are these leaf trees, or are they flowering trees?
They're leaf trees, but they blossom in the spring, and then they turn to leaves, and the leaves never came out.
Okay. Are they big trees, or, fairly young
ones? It's one of these weeping trees. I don't know the name of the tree.
And is
my
it,
neighbor, same kind of tree, and they didn't turn the leaves either. I'm wondering if it will come back next year.
Well, if it's going to come back, it has to come back this year. It can't wait a year.
Uh-huh.
It has to produce foliage. What I want you to do, Don, is this. I want you to go up to the tree today, pull on one of the lower branches, with your fingernail, scratch through the bark to see if there's any green coloration to the fiber of the branch. So if you just scratch the bark, if there's green underneath the bark, then the plant is still alive. If you scratch it and underneath the bark is brown or black, then you got a problem. Okay? But if there's green, what I would suggest that you do is I would get a bag of fertilizer, something like Plant Tone, and make some holes in the crowbar and fertilize that tree right now.
I want to tell you about some great new lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organics, a Boston-based company, converts food waste into an all-natural organic fertilizers. Converted organic fertilizers are safe for kids, pets, and the environment. They do not contain synthetic chemicals, chicken waste, or biosolids. Converted Organics receives food waste from supermarkets and converts it into an all-natural organic fertilizer. By diverting food waste from the landfills, where they would otherwise produce methylene gas, Converted Organics is helping to reduce destructive greenhouse gases. This spring, nourish your lawn and gardens, help to reduce greenhouse gases by purchasing Converted Organics 100% natural fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you or to sign up for a chance to win an organic lawn care makeup, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and sustainable. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 1-800-452-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're at Estabrook's Nursery on Route 1 in Kennebunk. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And if you get here before 10, there are all kinds of special, early bird specials. So come on down early, have a cup of coffee with us, there's some donuts, and you can sit back and we'll answer your questions during the various breaks. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jane from Massachusetts, who has a question about a maple tree.
Okay. Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have
morning.
A couple of questions about lilacs.
Sure. Yes.
We have a purple lilac that's about 30 years old, and it's starting to get smaller every year, and I want to get some cuttings off of it. Is there a way I can get some growth to plant someplace else?
Well, usually lilacs will produce suckers from the base, and you could dig up some of those suckers. It would be a lot easier than trying to root cuttings on it. Have you noticed if there's little shoots coming out of the ground?
No, I don't have any shoots this year. I did last year, but I haven't
okay.
seen any this year with the strange weather.
Okay. What I would like you to do, Jane, is this. Lilacs love a sweet soil. So what I want you to do is either get some wood ash or a bag of lime, and I want you to really give it a good application to make the soil sweeter. The sweeter the soil, the better your lilacs are going to grow. Okay? So if you've got a plant that, let's say, is 6, 7, 8 feet tall and 5, 6, 7, 8 feet wide, I would put 4 or 5 good handfuls of lime around that plant. And really, you can't put too much on for a lilac plant. Okay? So, 4, 5, 6 handfuls. Then, I want you to get a bag of plant tone fertilizer. It's a slow-release organic fertilizer. And I want you to do the same thing. 4, 5, 6 handfuls of that, scratch it into the ground, and the microbes will attack that organic fertilizer, and it's going to help it to grow. Now, if you can find some of this liquid Thrive, it's mycorrhiza liquid. And that will double the size of the roots of your lilac in 60 days, helping it to pick up more water, to pick up more nutrition, and that will stimulate new shoots from the roots. It will help to rejuvenate the plant, and you'll be in great shape. But the main thing with lilacs, they need sun, and they need a sweet soil. So if you can put some lime or some wood ash, you're going to see a big difference in the quality of that plant. Okay? Now, there's a lot of other things that needs to be done. If any of you have fruit trees, you should be spraying the fruit trees every 2 weeks after the flowers. So most of the fruit is done blooming. The fruit is being made by the plant, and you need to keep it insect-free. If you want to stay organic, there is a company from Florida called Organic Labs, and they have a totally organic fruit tree spray that will take care of diseases and insects in one application. Okay? It's called Organocide. A lot of the nurseries have it. I love it because you can use it on your fruit trees, on blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, grapes, and you can also use it on your tomatoes and everything else. It's totally organic, called Organocide. And the same company makes something called Tomato Maker. And if last year or the year before you grew tomatoes in, let's say, a whiskey barrel or some kind of a container, and when you went to pick the first tomato, the underside of the tomato had a big black or a brown spot on it. That's called blossom end rot. And it happens for two reasons. The first reason is your soil is not sweet enough. So you need to add lime to help the soil to become sweeter, and that will eliminate blossom end rot. So when you grow tomatoes in containers, and even this topsy-turvy that's all over the radio and the TV right now. You got a big plant in a small container. And if you can put some of this tomato maker, it will prevent this blossom end rot. And it's going to happen in a whiskey barrel, in a container, because the roots are confined to a small area. Okay? So if you had it in the past, it's all organic, and it helps to make the soil sweeter and prevent the problem. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type, and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. We are at Esther Brooks Nursery on Route 1 in Kennebunk, Maine. And if you can get here before 9, we have all kinds of specials, so come on by. We've been talking a little bit here and there about fleas and ticks, and I've had a lot of concern in the last few years about the deer tick, how they cause Lyme disease. Well, there is now a product that you can use on your own property that will eliminate the deer tick that causes Lyme disease. And the company that produces this product is Boston-based, where there is a lot of problems with Lyme disease. And joining us this morning is Ariana. She is from Echo Health in Boston, to tell us about how we can eliminate Lyme disease. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm so pleased you were able to come because we've had a lot of interest on ways that we can eliminate or at least cut back on the problems with deer tick. Tell us about your particular product, the Daminex deer tick tubes.
Sure. Daminex tick tubes are an intelligent tick control solution the rates of Lyme disease in the Northeast especially have just been skyrocketing and growing and growing. And Daminex relies on the natural nesting instinct of rodents to help stop the spread of Lyme disease and to kill deer ticks.
Now, you said rodents. What do rodents have to do with deer ticks?
Well, it's a funny thing. A lot of people think that the deer tick hatches with Lyme disease or that because it's a deer tick, it contracts the disease from deer. But that's not the case. The primary carrier of Lyme disease is actually the white-footed mouse. And so twice a year, in the spring and then again in the late summer, ticks are searching for a small animal to feed on. Oftentimes, this is the white-footed mouse. And so that's when they are contracting Lyme disease.
Huh. So the deer tick starts with a mouse.
Exactly.
Now, how does Daminex tick tubes work?
Sure. Daminex are small, biodegradable cardboard tubes. They're filled with cotton balls that are treated with permethrin. Mice are always looking for nesting materials. They absolutely love the cotton that we have in our tubes. You just simply place your tubes out into areas of mouse habitat, then you let the mice do the rest of the work for you. The mice go around, they gather up the cotton, they bring it back to their den, they nest with it. In doing so, they release the permethrin from the cotton onto their fur, so when the ticks try to attach and feed, the ticks die. So you're killing ticks, and you're stopping the transmission point of Lyme.
So they build a nest with the cotton from these tubes, and if there's a tick on the mouse, the product in the cotton kills the tick so it can't complete the life cycle.
Absolutely.
Now, what is a mouse habitat?
Well, mouse habitat is areas where a mouse is going to feel comfortable going around to gather up and to scout and forage for the various items that the mice are always out looking for. It's going to be areas of dense brush, ground cover, rock walls, wood piles. A mouse isn't going to expose itself to a predator from above, so it's not going to run out into the middle of a mowed lawn. It's not going to spend a lot of time in your very manicured flower beds. Mice like areas where they have a little bit of coverage overhead, so they're going to scurry along the perimeter of places, again, areas where they have some cover from above, so dense brush, ground cover, rock walls, those types of spaces would be mouse habitat.
And so if you have stone walls and tall grasses and field, you would be placed these tubes. How many tubes do you need? If you had, let's say, a piece of land and you had one acre of property with lawns and gardens, the house and driveway, how many of these tubes would you need for a one-acre lot?
For a one-acre lot, I would say you'd probably need about 6 tubes. Again, you don't need to treat your entire acre. You just need to treat the areas of mouse habitat on the property. So you would treat along the perimeter of the space and areas where your mice are going to go to gather up the material. So typically on a one-acre lot, you have about an eighth of an acre of mouse habitat.
Oh, wow. So a little bit will go a long way.
Absolutely.
Now, how can you tell if it's working? I mean, you throw these tubes out there, and it's not like when you put down a spray, you can see things. How are you going to know if this is working?
Well, the very first indicator is that you'll see that the cotton has been taken from the tubes. That's the best sign. I was amazed the first time that I put our tubes out on our property in New Hampshire, the very next day, half of my tubes had cotton that had been pulled out, or some of my tubes were even empty the next day. So that's your first and best indicator. A lot of people, again, it's not like a spray where you would see a dead bug. Because ticks are so small, oftentimes we don't even see them. But you know that it's working because you see that the cotton has been taken from the tubes.
Okay. And what happens if you put them out and you get a good soaking rain? Is that going to affect that cotton with the insecticide on it?
Not at all. Permethrin is not water soluble, so it's not going to wash out of the cotton. It actually requires an emulsifying agent, which would be an oil, to release the permethrin from the cotton. So in this case, it's the oil from the mouse fur is what releases it from the cotton in the tube.
Okay. Now, if you have pets, dogs or cats, you have to worry about them picking up this tube?
Well, there's no attractant or anything in the cotton. We don't put any scent or anything that's going to draw an animal to the tube. So there's nothing that the animal is going to want to go after. A mouse, through its natural nesting instinct, is attracted to the light, fluffy material. But cats and dogs are not going to be drawn to it. There's nothing on, there's no scent or anything to the product that's going to make an animal want to go to it. And in addition to that, permethrin is the same active ingredient that's used in the Advantix spot treatment for dogs. So it's something that's used in for household pets already.
Oh, okay. So there shouldn't be a problem with that. Now, if you put these tubes down, let's say today, how fast do these insects, does the rodent have to use the cotton before it goes bad?
Sure. The permethrin, we've tested it over the past 10 years, and we found that the cotton and the permethrin rates are just as effective as the product that we packaged 10 years ago to the product that we packaged just in this last production run. So we haven't been able to establish an expiration date on the product itself, but the mice are going to gather up the cotton. They're going to nest with it. They're going to release the permethrin onto their fur, and over time, that is going to come off of the mouse fur through their own natural behavior and daily behaviors. So you want to make sure that you have your permethrin cotton balls out in the spring when the ticks are feeding on the mice, and then again in the late summer when the ticks are feeding again.
Okay. Now, is there a website that people can go to get more information about these tick tubes to prevent Lyme disease?
Sure. It's ticktubes.com, TICKTUBES.com.
And on the website, will they be able to find names of nurseries and guidance centers and stores that carry the product?
Absolutely. It's a portion of our website that we've just added this year. It's our store locator tab. All you need to do is enter in your zip code, and then that's going to come up with a list of the stores in your area. And if you find that there's not a store near you or you'd rather just order it, you can order it directly from us online as well through the website.
Okay. Now, how about a phone number if people have questions and they're not quite sure if they have Lyme disease-type ticks on their property? Is there a phone number where they can ask questions?
Sure. You can call me directly at 617-742-2400 or our 800 number, which is 800-234-TICK, T-I-C-K.
That's easy enough to listen to.
Yep.
Understand. Now, when the cotton has been pulled out of these tubes, what should you do? Can you just leave it there, being that they're cardboard, they're gonna break apart, or should you collect them and dispose of it?
No, you can just leave the tubes right where they are. They are biodegradable, so over time they're gonna go ahead and break down on their own. All you have to do is put the tubes out, and then the mice and nature will do the rest.
Okay. And the best places, again, where to put these tick tubes?
Again, it's areas of mouse habitat. A lot of people say, well, where is my mouse habitat? I tell them that, well, look to see in areas of your yard where you maybe have a lot of squirrel and chipmunk activity during the day. Those are probably areas where you have a lot of mouse activity later on in the evening and at night. It's areas of dense brush, ground cover, rock walls, along the perimeter of a wooded area. Areas where a mouse is going to feel that it has some coverage overhead. They don't like to expose themselves to predators, so they're not going to run out to gather up materials in completely open spaces.
So they're not as active as a chipmunk that you see running around the yard trying to get bird food out of your bird feeder.
Exactly. That's my chipmunk's favorite activity, I think.
Terrific, terrific. Okay, so we put down these tubes, and now you said that we should, if Lyme disease has been reported in your area, we should do this now and then again towards the fall season?
Exactly. You want to do two applications a year because these are the two times of year that the ticks are feeding. Ticks have a very long two-year life cycle, and so they feed when they initially hatch at the larval stage. They feed again at the nymph stage, which is their midlife cycle, and then at the adult stage is when they're out looking for what I call the big steak dinner, which is to feed on deer and large things like you and I. So it's at the larval and the nymph stages where the Daminix plays such an important role, because this is the time that it's very hard to find and target the smaller ticks. But the Daminix, because of the permethrin and the mice, we're able to target the ticks at those levels. And so that's why you want to have the tubes out in the spring and again in the late summer, because those are the two times of year that the larval ticks and the nymph ticks are feeding on these small warm-blooded animals.
Now, if in my situation, I have dogs, and they run around in the backyard because it's all fenced in, and I have already sprayed for fleas and ticks, can I still use the tick tubes, or is that going to be a waste of time?
No, not at all. And this follows up to what I just said. Because of the tick's long life cycle and the different sizes, the sprays really address the adult deer ticks, where the Daminex addresses the small nymphs and larval ticks. So they're actually, it's a great partnering application to do with the spray as well.
So use the deer tick tubes for the small, young ticks, and then use the sprays to kill the adults.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, and give us that website one more time, if you would, Arena.
Sure. It's Arianna. TickTubes.com, TickTubes.com, or you can call me at 800-234-TICK.
Okay, and if they go to the website, they can find a store locator where they can find the product, or they can order it directly from you online.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Arianna, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping to educate our listeners so that they can eliminate Lyme diseases in their yard, or at least cut it back a great deal. And it's very safe and won't hurt your pets, because the same product that's in the tick tube is what they're using to kill fleas and ticks on their bodies already. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much for having me on. I so appreciate your show. I'm a bit of a novice gardener, so it is so incredible to be able to tune in and get so much great information. I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Thank you. If we can help you, the phone number to call, 800-259-9231.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix-and-pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
But if you... Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Esther Brooks on Route 1 in Kennebunk, and we'll be here till 10 o'clock. So come on by and say hello. We'll answer all of your gardening questions, and they have some great early bird specials going till 9. So come on by quickly, and we'll try and help you out. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Andrea from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Japanese maple.
Okay. Andrea, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you. I have a mature, about 10 years old, maybe about 15 feet high, absolutely gorgeous Japanese maple. And it leafed out very nicely, but now I'm noticing that there's all these... and then some of them are actually drying out and the leaves are falling.
Yep. What has happened is we are 2 weeks ahead due to the warm weather we had during April and May, and things are growing faster. But the new growth that developed didn't get a chance to get hard with cool weather. And about 2 weeks ago, we had a frost. And my Japanese red maples in Kennebunk, where I live, have lost 50 to 60% of the leaves due to the frost, because the leaves never got a chance to get hard and acclimated because we didn't have any cool weather. PJM rhododendrons, spreading yews, the new growth was all killed back on that. A lot of perennials were damaged. Enchianthus was in full bloom. All those flowers are gone. Hydrangeas had a lot of new growth that was damaged. And all I want you to do at this point, Andrea, get a granular fertilizer like Plantone or Hollytone. Hollytone is for anything that loses, Hollytone is for anything that stays green during the winter. And Plantone is for anything that loses its leaves during the winter. Feed it with this granular fertilizer. If it gets dry, give it some water, and the plant will recover and make some new growth. But it's the result of a frost, and there's a lot of plants that were effective, and it's just because it was real hot. Now, you think about this. Early April, we had 80s all over New England. My house in Kennebunk, Maine, the first 4 or 5 days in April, it was in the mid-80s, and we've had a lot of 70-degree temperatures. So because of the weather being seasonable, the plants weren't acclimated like a normal spring, and we haven't had a normal spring in forever here. The plant will recover. Feed it, a little extra water. There are backup buds, and no matter where you live, if you lived in Florida and you had a frost, your trees in Florida would have backup buds for that particular reason. And it's no matter where you live. So feed it, give it a little TLC, and it will make some new growth, and your plant will come right back to life for you. Okay? Now, if you're growing tomatoes, and last year you had a problem with the late blight, make sure that when you put your tomatoes in, you use a product called Actinovate. Actinovate is a new bacteria that was developed in Texas that will prevent late blight of your tomatoes and potatoes, but you've got to put it in the ground so it's in contact with the roots. And that will help to eliminate the disease that we had last year that was caused by the wet weather, by the cool temperature, and by a company that sold tomatoes to the box stores with unsterilized soil, and that was documented by the state of Maine, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. So just be aware of it. Get some Actinovate and use it when you're planting your potatoes, when you're planting your tomatoes, and it will prevent so that you don't get this late blight like you had last year. The other thing with tomatoes, don't put them close. Give them some room. I plant mine 3 feet apart. That way the air can circulate around the plant, less disease problems. The sun can hit the whole plant. Your tomatoes ripen faster. Plant less, and you will get more. If you need some help, call 800-259-9231.